When we spoke with Canther in late January, it was in the initial phases of the outbreak. She and her family were isolating themselves, especially because they had passed through Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak in China. But the situation has greatly eased now in that country in terms of the number of reported cases. Still, Canther describes the situation as a new normal for people living in China.
It includes getting your temperature taken, having a QR code that, you know, shows that you are healthy and have not left town and have not been in contact with anybody else who has the virus. And so, yeah, it's a different kind of a normal. Everyone's wearing a mask.
Canther says there is still unease among a lot of people there, particularly when they see someone who looks like they may have traveled from a different country.
Most of the new cases are coming from people returning to China from somewhere else. And so there's a bit of fear of people who don't look Chinese because they might be someone in contact with someone who is returning.
There have been reports in the U.S. of discrimination against Asian Americans because of the virus. And while Canther says anecdotally she's heard of some not-so-nice behavior by some people in China against non-Chinese travelers, in her experience, that's been the exception rather than the rule.
People are contacting me. Are your parents okay? Do they need masks? I want to donate masks to doctors in America. How can I get masks over to them? So there's a lot of bad things going on in the world, but there's also a lot of good things going on, too.
Canther says she's now more concerned for her parents, other relatives, and friends since the virus is peaking now in parts of the U.S. Her main advice is similar to what many of the experts advise. Stay inside as much as you can. Randy Gorman, WXXI News.